Well, this last week, as I do much, I contemplate the end of the book of Matthew, and you know, we all hear stories about opportunities to minister to people, to share the gospel with people, and we talk about the responsibilities that Scripture gives us in doing that, and it really took me back in a conversation this week about what really led me to the desire to do what I currently do. And quite honestly, I didn't start off with that desire. I started off recognizing that I didn't have a relationship with the Lord, but I wanted one. I grew up in an environment where I was told that when I asked my mom, you know, "Mom, are we Christians?" She said, "Yes, we are." And I said, "Okay, well, what kind of Christian are we?" She said, "We're Protestants." And I said, "Okay, I'm good with that." And I went down the road. But nothing was ever taught in my home about being a Christian. And so as I grew, I heard things about Christians. I watched people who professed to be Christians. And so I took all of this information and assimilated it. And I thought, okay, this is what a Christian is like, you know. And man, was I wrong. And as I, you know, as we know, if we leave it up to man's wisdom, it's going to go south pretty quickly. But as it did. But when I first, shortly before I met Hina, I started really searching. And I, while I would love to take credit for it, I know that it was the Lord moving in my heart, saying, look at your life. Are you where you thought you would be? Are you where you want to be? Are you the person that you want to be? And I said, no. And I realized that my best thinking had gotten me to where I was. And my best thinking wasn't doing the trick. And so I began to realize, he began to let me know, you know, you need me. If you want to straighten your life out, you need me. And so this was kind of an ongoing thought, not a direct conversation, obviously, but an ongoing thought that made me, that pushed me toward Christ and pushed me toward church. And as I walked in different churches, I would listen, and there would be, I would hear truth, and I would hear things that would just cause me to go, I'm just not sure about that. And I didn't have the foundation to say, well, that doctrinally isn't correct. But just something inside me was going, that's not quite true. And so I began to search for people who could teach me. Because, and some of you know about my reading issues, because of that, I would gravitate toward things that I could have somebody teach me to do, and I could do it well. So I ended up in a lot of athletic events because, you know, it's pretty immediate, you know, feedback as far as whether what you did went well or whether it didn't. But I began to look for somebody who could teach me about Christ. And at that point, I really didn't even know I was looking for Christ. I thought I was looking for this, for God. And it was the relationship with Hina that really focused it in. No, God is God, but Christ is really the key. Christ is, he is who separates Christianity from every other religion out there. And so as I began to look at Christianity, I began to pursue somebody who could teach me things. And we got involved in some Bible studies and stuff that were helpful. But as I said, I would go into lots of different churches and I would hear people preach. I would hear different people talk. And I was like, nah, that just isn't quite, that isn't resonating. Understanding the whole time, I had no foundation to be able to determine what was accurate and what wasn't. But I went to several different churches. And that's actually how we ended up here at Family Bible, because I was getting frustrated at what I was seeing the different churches doing. And so I told Hina one night, I said, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And again, I said, I don't have any foundation for why this is what I'm looking for. This is just what I'm being told I need to be a part of. We need to be a part of. And so she brought me a audio recording of of Pastor Josh. So, Justin, I thank you for your ministry back there in putting these things on the internet. And then Pastor Josh for his message that day. But she came back to me and she said, you've got to listen to this. This is absolutely everything that you've said you're looking for. And I said, I listened to it and I thought, wow. That was probably the first real time I recognized that the Holy Spirit moves in us. Because I hadn't ever read anything that said this is what to look for. I hadn't had conversations to this is what to look for, but I knew what to look for. And I know it was the Spirit doing that. So that leads me to Matthew chapter 28 and to my what I feel is my calling in, and that is to make disciples. You know, Matthew 28, you're familiar with it, says, starting in verse 16, but the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some were doubtful. So some weren't all in yet. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. So a couple of things that really struck me in this passage is before I was always taught this passage is really encouraging us to go convert people to Christianity. Well, there is the sharing of gospel, and if the gospel causes somebody to turn to Christianity, that's fantastic. But what spoke to me is, go therefore and make disciples. There's three different words that are used from verse 11 in 28 through verse 20. And the words are different in the scripture, but they all are pauruo, easy for me to say. Verse 11 says, now while they were on their way. Verse 16 says, but the 11 disciples proceeded. And in verse 19, it says, go therefore. All the same word. But the word means something you are doing as the result of a decision you have made. You've made an individual decision to go a certain direction. So what he's saying is, as you go, as my disciple, following and desiring to worship and honor me, teach others to do the same thing. Make sense? And so that's what this is being at. That's what he's telling us to do. And that's what really is what led me into discipleship. I didn't set out and intend to be a pastor. It still floors me that the Lord would use me as a pastor. But that my desire was to get to know Christ, to get to have that relationship. I started off thinking I need to know God. I need to know who God is. I need to know about God. But what I discovered on the journey is I don't need to know about God. I need to know God. You can know all about God, but not know God. I need to know God and then share what the Word reveals to me with other people and not share it from a legalistic you must standpoint, but it's from a position of you really need to know Him. You know, Jesus Himself, when he prays the prayer to the Father, he's coming. Why did Jesus come to earth? Because we didn't understand His dad. And he's going, no, you got to understand Dad. You misunderstand him. If you understood him, you'd want to spend time with him. You'd want to be with him. You'd want to know more about him. You'd want to know how he feels about you. And it's all in Scripture. But we have these formulated ideas like I did. You know, I know what this is all about. I know what this means. And Scripture, God in His kind way, He doesn't do what I might tend to do. You know, are you paying attention? He comes to us in love and He says, no. He says, I'm right here with you. I see the problem. I knew you were going to have these problems from before time began. you know, I've had a plan. You've been included in this plan since before time began. You're not going to surprise me by anything that you do, anything that you say. I'm here because I love you, and I want you to know that and grasp that. And then I want you to share that love that I have with you with others. And don't do it from a basis of opinion, because your opinion's going to be wrong. Use His Word. He gave us His Word so that we can do it from His Word. And His Word is true. I am the way, the truth, the life. His Word is true. So, if we take and we say, Lord, You've called me to be a discipler. Now, you're not going to go out and try to teach Bible classes, but there are people in your life that you have influence with. Kids, grandkids, friends, parents, you know, acquaintances. There are people that you have influence with. Share with them what the Lord's done in your life and how He will do the same in their life. Maybe not the same way, but then share Scripture with them so that they've got something that is true, steadfast, unchanging to hold on to. And then we don't try to beat them over the head to change. The Lord's going to change them in His time. But then we're there when they come back and say, you know what, you said something to me 6 months ago, 12 months ago, you'll have forgotten it. But you said something that meant a lot to me. I want to talk with you about it. And sit down and share your heart with them, share Christ's heart with them. That's what discipleship's all about. So it doesn't have to be a big production. It can be with one person, helping one person change their life from a path that they never intended to be on, onto a path that God intends them to be on. It's amazing. Father, we come before You, Lord, just in humility, recognizing that we are imperfect individuals, but Lord, You love us. Lord, You've called us to Yourself, and we thank You for Your patience with us, Your loving kindness toward us, the grace and mercy that You show us. Lord, You tell us to go as we go living our lives of Christianity, as we go as disciples ourselves, to help others understand just who You are and to make disciples as we go. Lord, we thank You that we know Your Spirit is in us, that it's not our responsibility to cause things to happen, but Lord, if we'll just share earnestly who You are with the people and what Your desire for them is, Lord, we know that You will move in those times. We thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen.